many of you know him. He's a member of the NFB technology division and is also president of one of the chapters. And he's going to teach us about a virtual tour we can take using the Bloomberg app. Matt, you're up, and you have about 20 minutes, honey.
Great. Thanks, Janie. Unfortunately, I can stay in those 20 minutes. I know Joe has a hard time, but I'll do my best.
Okay, good.
So thank you again. Happy to be here with all of you guys. Super excited. So today I am going to be walking you guys through the Bloomberg Connect, with everything going on nowadays, and even when we're able to get out and go explore our world, going to museums and things like that might not be so exciting because they're really visual and everything. So the Bloomberg Connect app, what it is, I'm just going to give you an overview before we jump in, is an app that has a collection of several different sites. There's such as the Gutenberg Museum, Central Park, lots of different museums and things, not even just in our local area, but all over the world, which is great. So what they have done here with Bloomberg is they have gone in and archived people's collections of art and different designs and materials that they have in their museums or different locations, and they have put them in a podcast type of format where either you have local individuals describing what's going on and telling you about the item or describing the buildings, all the way down to having the artists themselves to the curators of the different museums presenting to you. So this last year, before we had Corona happen, I actually got the opportunity of going to the Guggenheim Museum, which was great, but of course, everything was very visual, and they had very abstract art and stuff that, the rest of my family was able to enjoy, and they did the best they could to describe it, but, definitely didn't have that hands-on. So, it was a good experience, but I wanted to experience more, and when I found this Bloomberg application, I was able to find out a lot more. So, I am going to have you jump into the application with me so we can actually go and see what the app offers. Plus, we are going to take a little bit of a virtual tour of the Guggenheim. So, I am going to use my iPhone. This application is available on any iOS device or Android device, just so you know, but we're doing it on my iPhone. So, let me open up our app here. And are you guys able to hear that all right?
You can need to be louder. Yeah, it's not really coming through that well.
Oh. Oh, no. Is that still not coming through?
Well,
is that coming through better?
It's better than it was, but it's not real clear, I think. That's getting better.
Oh, that's getting better?
Yeah.
Is that better?
No.
Okay, I don't know why it's not working. How about that?
It's okay for me. I don't know about everybody else. Well, everybody that's unmuted, what do you think?
Yeah. Okay, but you can hear that now, Jamie?
I can. But okay. I don't see it.
All right, well, we'll do our best.
Okay, unless you have a Bluetooth speaker real quick.
We don't have one sitting right by me, actually.
Okay.
So I'll walk us through it. So right now, we're on the main screen when you open it up. And what it is it has a compiled list of the different things that are available of the different areas. So, for example, the first one that we come to is the Drawing Center in New York. The Fruit Connection in New York. And then the Guggenheim in New York. Like I said, there are several different locations that are available. But for the purpose of today, we're going to click on the Guggenheim. So I'm going to click on that. Okay, and then what happens is it brings us into the Guggenheim's profile page. On this page, it's going to give us some information about the museum. It gives us their address. And then it's going to give us the times that the museum is open. So I'm going to go ahead and pass down to the hours of the museum. All right, at the bottom of the profile pages for all of the different locations, it's going to have the Open Guide app. So what's nice about this application also is, especially if you are going to go somewhere, or you don't always have internet connection, once you click on this button, the application will actually download the guide information and the video content to your device. So then if you happen to be offline or using a tablet and going to the location later on, you can actually take the information with you and not be reliant on internet. Because a lot of times what happens when you go into some of these museums, they're, you know, underground, they're really thick walls, and they don't have free Wi-Fi, and internet reception and phone reception is sometimes really bad. So we're going to open up this guide right here. All right, so I just started the guide. So under here, with a good time, and each guide is a little bit different how they're set up, but it will give you out some main topics about what you want to look into or how we want to look into things. So I'm going to swipe down and one thing that I wanted to also let you guys know is these guides, as we're calling them, when you click on items, they are designed for people who are blind and visually impaired, but also they have it designed for other languages and for ASL interpretation. And they're labeled very well and correctly, so you know if you're going into an ASL or Spanish-speaking guide and things like that. So let's go ahead and go down our list and see what we have here. Says, welcoming us to the Guggenheim. So it says the building. All right, so we're going to hear New Yorkers describe the Guggenheim to us. I passed a video that was about the history of the Guggenheim, but we're going to focus on some other information. So I'm going to click on this description of the Guggenheim.
Sensory guide to the Guggenheim, New York. Guide features New Yorkers' voices and uses design. Evocative language to convey the Frank Lloyd Wright Museum's architecture and the sensorial experience of moving through it.
All right, so as we hear, it's designed for the blind and visually impaired. And I have to say, quite a few of these people must have gone through acting school quite well before they just started their descriptions, because they are very theatrical, which kind of makes the experience a little bit more fun. So the one that we are going to do is called The Threshold. What this will do is it's going to take us into the opening area of the museum so we can get a feel of what that might be. So I'm going to hit play on this right now and we'll see how this goes.
Into the low ceiling vestibule. The whole space is small.
7.5-foot ceilings at the most. The sound around us feels compressed.
Moving through the small entrance, we're grounded and keenly aware of our human scale. Stepping forward, a raised texture is underfoot, almost like crossing a manhole. It's a large bronze medallion, 4 feet wide, arcing along the circle circumference. Bold text reads, "Let every man exercise the art he knows." Aristophanes. In the center of the seal, geometric forms intersect above a relief image of the earth. And smaller text reads, "This museum designed by Frank Lloyd Wright is the gift of Solomon R. Guggenheim." We feel the ridges of the medallion underneath us, but also may feel the slickness of the bronze, gleaming from the polishing of many feet entering and exiting the museum. A few steps forward, and the low hovering ceiling suddenly opens. There's an extreme shift in sound, light, and visual perspective field as an expansive space opens in front of us and above us. A wide hollow cylinder with continuous spiraling ramp climbing the walls, topped by a large skylight or oculus. 96 feet above us. This is the Guggenheim's Rotunda. It visually resonates with a town plaza, with people milling about. It's surrounded by the quarter-mile concrete ramp and a widening six-floor spiral, coiling up to the skylight. The continuous ramps punctuated by a column of bulging overlooks, like theater balconies, perfectly set on each level, seeding into the open space above. This is not such a tall structure, but it feels monumental, with the expanse of light and space surrounding us. Entering the museum is about the experience of movement. The transition from the open outdoors to a tight indoor space to another expansive space. These compressions and expansions happen again and again, repeating in the space as scale shifts. Standing in the rotunda, we may immediately tip our heads back to bathe in the brightness of the skylight. The rotunda in front of us contains space, light, and sound on full display. We're drawn forward into the center of this cathedral of space, the iconic rotunda, the heart of the Guggenheim Museum.
All right, as we see, it gave us a really good sense of what the building and concept inside the building is like, which is great, especially if you've never been there or have never had the opportunity to visually see it before. As I said, they are very animated, which kind of makes it exciting. So that kind of gives us a sense of what the buildings might look like, but you know, we're able to find out lots of that information a lot of the time by Googling and things like that. So one other thing that this application offers under these things is it actually gives us descriptions of the art. So I'm going to go back out and actually go to one of the current displaying arts that they have here at the Guggenheim, and we'll go ahead and play one of those so you guys can kind of hear how that sounds. So also what's nice on this application that my wife really enjoys also is they have things set up for audio description for me, but also it's enjoyable for her because it actually is showing her the images, the photographs, and everything of the area, and it has a map that indicates kind of where things are located in the building or where things are located in the city or the area where it is. So it's a great application that, you know, you and your sighted here and individual can share together. So now we're here in the audio description of the current displays that they have. So we're going to pick one of these and go ahead and play it so you can hear what it sounds like.
Is on the canvas measuring roughly 4 1/4 feet. As non objective. Dancing around this central green polygon is a collection of brightly colored geometric shapes. While the background of most of this painting is a creamy white, the central polygon's bright color stands out against a roughly square area of black, whose edges smudge and fade to white behind the bright gathering of shapes that cover most of the canvas. These shapes, rectangles, triangles, circles, and more irregular polygons, are each painted in flat colors that might form the blue to green section of a color wheel. At one end of the range is a periwinkle blue, which morphs into various robin's egg and Tiffany blues, lemongrass greens, and then into a dark forest or camouflage green. Scattered among these blue and green forms are smaller shapes of bright yellows, oranges, and purples. In many places where these shapes overlap, Bauer changed his paint color to imply semi-transparency, as though the painting was composed by a layering of translucent colored papers over one another. When taken as a whole, these overlapping and carefully laid out forms provide a sense of depth. Bauer was one of the artists that Hilary Bay encouraged Solomon R. Guggenheim to collect, and this painting was chosen as the cover image for the catalog of the 1939 inaugural exhibition at the Museum of Non-Objective Painting, which was the first institution that Guggenheim opened regularly exhibit
his collection
in New York.
All right, great. So, as we've heard through the application, you're able to find these different locations, museums, places that display great historical events, great art, and things of the past, and, you know, even of the future. In some instances with some museums. This application's great. It verbally describes everything from the outdoors around the buildings all the way to inside the building to deep into what art is available, describe the art, reading the different plaques that are available in the building, and things like that. The application, again, is called Bloomberg Connect. It is a free application, and it's available on the iOS and the Android. You know, there's different locations on there, all the way from London to here in the U.S. and different countries. The application's great, so I hope all of you guys are able to download it, enjoy it, and find some new places and educate yourself and be excited about museums and things. I know before myself, I wasn't that excited when I heard I had to go to a museum where my family wanted to go check something out because I didn't have the same access to it visually that they did. Now that I've found this application, I've used it a few times and it's made things so much more exciting, and I've really enjoyed learning about history and art and things like that. So I think that's just about my time. I want to be courteous of all of my fellow presenters. I appreciate you letting me present this application to everybody, Jamie. And I will yield the floor back to you.
Okay, hold on 1 second, because somebody sent me a very good question in email. And they wanted to know if the Met Museum, Metropolitan Museum of Art, or the Museum of Natural History was part of that app.
I can look real quick.
Sure.
Just 1 second. Bye.
It's a good way to ask a question because we have just a 2 or 3 minutes and I figured I would just throw it out there.
Yeah, no problem. Let's see. Sorry, I think I get back to the... The Botanical Gardens on here for the Bronx. The No Gucci Museum. So it doesn't look like it is, but it does have an option on the main screen. Where it says more coming soon, and you can actually subscribe, and it will tell you when new things do arrive on there. And I do know that actually things are changing all the time, because even last night when I was prepping what videos I wanted to play for you guys, specifically all the way to this morning, things had already changed. Actually, in the Guggenheim Museum, this morning, I think they posted up one that talks about how they're doing, you know, stuff for COVID, such as social distancing and how they're cleaning and making things still look nice while we're dealing with COVID there. And that was something brand new that came up sometime last night after I got done playing with the app. So it is constantly being upgraded. New things are being added at all times. And honestly, it's very good because, as most people know that go to museums and stuff, the art and the different galleries are always being changed and updated with new artists, new things going on. So this application is doing the exact same thing where it's trying to stay up to date with everything that's happening in person, but making it visual to us.
Super duper. Well, I want to thank you, Matt, for that super duper intriguing demo you did. And I didn't know when I came here today that I was actually going to visit the Guggenheim. It was not on my agenda, but I'm glad that we got to do that with you. So thank you for taking the time to show us the app. It sounds wonderful, and I'll be downloading it soon.
Sounds